It's like moving the limbo bar up and up, and you're like, so you guys are just standing now.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, don't hit your head on it when you walk. Okay. Okay, well, this is a rafter now.
And you put a hat on. God damn it. Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to Sit Sock.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
Sit Sock.
Today's not sponsored, but currently powered by Ska Brewery Hard Seltzer, the pomegranate mojito-inspired flavor.
You have a different drink you make every time and always say not sponsored but powered by. Even though three-fourths of the podcast isn't doing anything.
If you're into the hard seltzers.
Yeah, sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
Yeah. No, that's my podcast. That's the one I told you drywall and drink
not, Monster. Not sponsored but powered by CRC brand dusters. 100% ozone safe.
I assume that's a reference I don't get.
Snorting air dusters. You never done that?
No.
Good. I don't know if it works anymore, but like people used to huff the propellant.
You flip them upside down, the bitter in there.
I just happened to have the product on my desk, and so I sprayed it and thought it would be funny.
That's why they have the bitter in there now, so you don't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure
you can overcome that.
Did I tell you guys about that time that I did that in college? Like, I was doing like upside down like spray can wars with my roommate. Like where you hold
because you can squirt the icy stuff. Yeah,
you become Superman for a second. and then I got it on my fingers, and I was like, And I don't know what happened between me having it on my fingers and me touching my mouth with my fingers, but I did it, and it was the grossest thing I've ever put in my mouth. And that's saying something coming from me.
You've put a lot of stuff in your mouth.
You have put a lot of gross stuff in your mouth too.
And it so then it, I got it in my mouth, and I was like, oh god, what do? I brushed my teeth; it wouldn't come out, and so I just had to wait, right? But that same exact thing happened with super glue one time, and I almost super glued my finger to my tooth. And I don't want to get into how I got super glue on my finger and then put it in my mouth, but let me just tell you, it's one of the most terrifying experiences ever when you think you have your finger stuck in your mouth permanently.
I've glued myself to a number of things over the years with super glue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've all been there, dude.
Okay.
Fortunately, super glue and skin don't stay bonded for that long.
No. But, and a tooth in your skin, I'm more worried about like trying to get the super glue off my enamel, and that was kind of like scary.
Yeah. I think the saliva usually does a good job.
It did.
Of breaking it down.
I just drink a bunch of acetone, which explains a lot about everything after college.
That explains a lot. That explains the sudden plummeting grades and lifestyle choices.
Luckily, it was only a few months before I graduated.
Yeah, that's fine. You could coast at that point. Especially Gunnison, they're just kicking you out. Like, just fucking graduate, man. Get out of here.
Come on.
You haven't showed up to a single class in the last 2 months. It doesn't matter.
You just came here to specifically build your schedule around skiing and snowboarding. Good on you.
Well, and I don't know about...
We have counselors for that.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but the computer science department at the time that I graduated needed to graduate a certain number of students or they were in danger of losing the department and getting it merged with the math department. So there were some instances of people who were like, "Yeah, you totally passed this class. It's fine. Get out."
Yep.
The science part of that into like a.
I don't think you are, Kevin.
No,
Kevin.
It wasn't with computer science. It was with a math class. What's his name? I picture him very clearly.
Bob Cohen or Andy Keck?
Andy Keck. I could not pass calculus 2 to save my ass. I failed it. Yeah, it was part of whatever. CIS, Computer Information Science, and at the time you had to go through Calc 2.
Oof, I lucked out, missed that.
Yeah, and I knew I failed the test, the final.
How am I the only one that got a math minor and did like difficult equations and shit? Like, why am I? The
I
one
don't
that did
know.
That?
I hate it.
I constantly feel stupid around you guys.
Differential equations probably would have been more useful than calculus for computer science people, but
we
never did it.
Yeah, but you have to know those calculus 2 stuff to do DiffyQ.
Well, that's the problem, is DiffyQ itself is useful, calculus is not useful. So,
See, I did really good in his MATLAB class. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that was,
but I took...
I never got deep into that, but that was a cool program.
Yeah, that was fun. But then by the skin of my teeth, I had to go talk to him. I was like, I know I failed that, and I kind of need the class to pass. And he was like, let me just check your score. And I got, like, the lowest possible score it was to pass.
Did he do the thing where he, like, wrote an F on it, and then he just, like, draws a single line down and it turns into an A.
I kind of feel like he started grading it and kind of stopped like three quarters of the way through and like, we're just going to put this grade here and let this go. It'll be all right.
I had operating systems with him and the batch of people, because he taught that like once every 2 or 4 years. He's out, by the way. He moved to California. I think he was from
California. Oh, wow.
Interesting.
But so I had him for operating systems, and it's worth noting that with a school that small, the average skill and like innate talent pool varies from year to year rather a lot. Not to disparage any of my peers, but the pool that was the time he taught that class before I took it was a lot smarter than us. I don't remember who all was in that class. There was only like 6 or 8 of us. But there were a lot of people who were not equipped for that class. And he started off as
Violet's physics class, man.
Oh, same thing. Oh, yeah. But here's the thing: was he didn't realize that he was gonna have he like shifted his syllabus down as the semester went on because we were not keeping up with diddly fuck.
It's like moving like, the limbo bar up and up, and you're like, so you guys are just standing now.
Yeah. It's like, don't hit your head on it when you walk. Okay. Well, this is a rafter now.
And you put a hat on. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we had a couple like super smart ones, and then a couple of
Well, we did too. We had a couple people that were throwing the curve, and then a couple people that were very mad at the people throwing the curve. That happened around me a lot, unfortunately. But Well, because it was me and Alexandra.
Yeah.
Because she was a straight 4.0 GPA student, and I'm a jackass. So that was a bad combo. Although I don't believe anyone burned an effigy of her.
Did someone burn an effigy of you?
Yeah.
I'm told they did, yes. They took a Ken doll and they put a cowboy hat on it, strung it up, and they set it on fire.
For what purpose, I'm sorry?
Throwing the curve. I scored too high on the test.
I mean, like, I didn't know we had, like, a lot of hoodoo practitioners. And
just
you'd be surprised, actually.
I mean... I'll admit my ignorance here. Like, I wasn't really that deep in the culture of, like, of Western State College, but I figured they would be some other religion. More Native American, maybe? I don't know.
Well, this guy was part Native American. It was one I think it was. I forget who it was. I drank a lot since then.
I believe I recall who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Name them.
Super smart.
Dox them.
Yeah.
What was his name, though?
I'm not sure he's still alive. I think he went back. I think he relapsed into his heroin addiction.
Yeah, that was a...
Oh,
you know what they say about relapsing into your heroin addiction?
You shouldn't fucking do that?
Yeah. Although that does remind me of an amusing story, just because it's the only time okay. I can not be a complete piece of shit. Not heroin.
Do tell!
No, it was about the curve. Because I was the smart kid for a while there, which was astonishing, because I was also the drunk kid, so I don't know how I managed that, but...
I mean, those things basically go hand in hand.
Yeah, a lot of Tony Stark, a lot of dumb kids, I'd say.
Yeah, well, it helped. Yeah, my year had a spread, and it had spread in both directions. There were some smarter people than me. I was not the only person in that top quartile, but I would often get pretty good marks. And John Peterson, who I think I could just name drop because he's dead. So the hell, you can't but come after me now. But
the state's gonna come after you.
Yeah, his son will just roll up and deck me in the face.
Who was our curb? Curb
wrecker.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, so I would. JP would always write tests in a certain way, and it was that he never expected people to get all of it. He would just kind of throw 5 or 6 pages of short answer questions at you, and grade them. As best you figured out, and I think honestly. He took that into his own consideration for what the material was in the next curriculum, like the next year, So, because he would shift stuff from year to year, and I think he took those kind of as the opportunity to grade himself. Like, how well are people getting this? Should I go faster, slower next year, more or less material? And he also hated grading. So, yeah, what he would do was he would basically go through and he would assign you numbers out of a possible, whatever the maximum was. It was like 215 points or 137. It was just some random-ass number. That he would just kind of assemble his max points. And then he'd basically just take whoever got the highest score, that was now 100%, and then he would add the difference between that and the actual 100% to everybody else's. And so if people uniformly bombed the test, then everybody would be pretty close to A's, B's. If one person did really well and everybody else did really badly, then they would get screwed. And so I wasn't always the one leading it. It was basically me, Alexandra, and depending on the class, there was one or two other kids that would do it. I can't remember their names now, but there were a few of us that would kind of, you know, compete with each other to see. Yeah. And so, but my main problem was that was fun, but ultimately I wanted to absorb the material, and so I wanted to know what I did wrong, right? So at the end, I'd go through, and I would look and be like, okay, that's why I fucked it up. Okay, I wasn't clear on that. Okay, my handwriting sucked, so you couldn't see what I said there. Whatever, right? Oh, I got data arrays mixed up with linked lists or some pedantic thing, and I'd be like, okay, I'll remember that for next time. But what happened this one time was I got a number, 163, and then it was crossed out, and then it said, like, 133, circled, and then 100% next to it. And I was like, did you deduct points for something I'm not seeing? Was I late? Like, what did I do wrong? Like, so I went and talked to him, and I was like, obviously I can't be that mad because I got 100. I just want to know what mistake I made. And he closed the door to his office and said, there was a person in that class who was going to fail it if they didn't get 30 more points. So he just took them off of my test, so everybody's grade went up by 30 points. Because if that kid failed that class, he wouldn't have been able to graduate because that class was only offered once every 2 years, which means on a year three of a four-year program, that means you're going to be there for until at least year five.
Yep.
You guys fucking got all these like people who were like, when do you need to bend for you? Everybody in the fucking science department is like a hard ass. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Well, yeah.
The fun fact there about JP2 is that when the nerd corner really got going, and I don't know if it was like this for you, Kendrick, because you were tutoring at that time, not partaking, but...
I was doing both, really, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he would show up, and he'd look at everyone's code, like, very closely.
Yeah, and even he would grade you before you turned your assignment in.
Yeah. No, and if you... this was my case. I probably bombed most of the tests, but I got the coding stuff right, so I didn't fail every test. Because he knew I was there, like, doing the work and writing code, so he didn't really care. It was kind of cool.
It was, honestly, the Nerd Corner was probably some of the most valuable stuff I got out of Western, because it showed you what it was like to work in a team, it taught you how to collaborate and ask questions, it taught you how to cope with confusing and misleading requirements, documents, and stuff.
Possibly and, work with horrible people.
Oh yeah, working with complete dipshits, or working with people who are super smart but totally inarticulate. Do you remember when they put the computer lab in the library on the main or on the ground floor asterisk? Because that thing had like three ground floors.
Yeah.
And then if you walked into it, you hook a sharp left. There was a little corner of computers, and then two little like presentation rooms.
I think so.
The hard left with the corner was the nerd corner, mostly because it didn't have a lot of real computers. It had those shitty thin clients. And so all the guys who had laptops would just congregate in there, and then it sort of led to be a place you went to go to hang out with the nerds. And we would be less quiet than we should have been, so having us all in one corner was better.
That was where we went to, like, downstairs. To finish all of JP's sort of programming assignments together as a group.
So a lot of people would start it, and then the day or two before it was due, they'd show up in there to finish it. And I had official tutoring for like a couple hours a week, and then unofficial tutoring for all the rest of the evenings. So I spent
Nerd Corner and grade you guys?
Yeah, like he would come in after like 6, 7 o'clock after he was done grading or doing whatever he would be doing, whatever work, email, right? And he would come in and peer over his glasses at people and answer questions. But as he was doing so, he'd kind of lurk in an awkward, nerdy fashion and just kind of judge people and what they were doing.
Does that really affect their grade?
Yeah, because he was way too lazy to actually do people's, to grade their projects when they handed them in.
So if you're like, you fucked up and then figured it out later, you got a bad grade, even though you figured it
out. Never happened. Because what happened was...
copying up each other.
Yeah, what happened is we all copied each other's work in there a lot. Like, a lot. And he knew that. But what that meant was he could go in there and see who had figured it out first and get a feel for who was actually doing a lot of that work.
Like, Honestly, I feel like that kind of collaborative learning thing always worked for me a little better, because
100%
there's just some concepts that like other people would get better than me, and that's also why I enjoyed tutoring so much, because tutoring really helped me learn how people would listen to me.
Oh, so much, man.
Yeah. Tutoring, so much. I mean, you can learn so much by teaching someone else.
Yeah. I mean, they say that. It's pretty cliche, but it's fucking so true.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I would actually do, like, mini lectures to go over stuff, especially if people missed a class, and I would be, like, there with the whiteboard. Who was it? Casey. Well, it was, like, Chalk Talk, where I'd bust out one of those rolling whiteboards, and we'd just kind of review what JP talked about that day, and then he'd come by, and he'd look at it, be like, okay. And then he'd review it again if they wanted, and a lot of people don't learn from lectures, and or if they do, they sometimes don't learn at the same speed as everybody, and they feel too embarrassed to ask questions or frustrated. Or just not realizing that they don't understand. There's a very strange phenomenon that happens to people where they don't quite realize they haven't internalized what they're being exposed to until they attempt to apply it, and then they realize they don't really know what they're doing. And having an environment like that was super helpful, because you could turn around and be like, okay, but wait a minute, what's a fucking linked list again? Because he said it, and I know what he said, and I heard what he said, but what the fuck is a linked list again? Like, it.
Right.
Yeah, those
nights. It's nice to have an environment. And there were some douches in there, but for the most part, it was a pretty chill, collaborative team. They were all just, you know, we were all in the same, we're all gunning for it together. Like, there wasn't a lot of infighting or backbiting or anything like that. And the people who did usually just didn't show up, so.
And they didn't get really good grades.
No. And ultimately, they didn't learn how to collaborate.
Right. Yeah. Those were good times.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
I've often thought about going back to school just to do it again. Like, yeah. I think I have dreams about it a lot, where I'm, like, enrolled in Western again doing geology or something.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I always thought that would be really fun.
Me too.
To go back to school and just kind of learn again. Well, like, learn to learn nowadays.
I think,
you know?
Yeah. I think for me personally, it's more that I think I've got a greater appreciation for the... like, the actual purpose of learning, to learn for the sake of it, rather than the getting the college experience. So, like,
yeah,
doing away with, like, really, like, a lot of the stuff that really kind of came with that, you know, because of some of the partying, we didn't call it Wasted State for nothing, and some of the other, yeah, just other bullshit that came along with that, and just, like, actually take courses for the sake of learning those things. I can get that. Now, that's kind of where my mind is.
Learning to learn.
I wish I could have paid a little bit less to learn to learn.
Well, it's like there's
people, so.
Courses. There's like, I wouldn't really have to want to go back to do like a master's degree or anything, or get like a second bachelor's. But there's some stuff that I'd really like to go back and delve into in greater detail.
You can just do that with regular class, like regular. You just go take a course.
Yeah, and you can do stuff like online too. I think I would have liked to go, you know, not worry about the.
And that brings up our sponsor, Skillshare.
No, I think not having to be so degree-focused.
This is close to doing that. But now it's Skillshare.
No, sorry, I think it would have been nice to like not have to worry about getting the degree. No.
Yeah.
Although, I will say I probably wouldn't have done the lab, the extra lab work and stuff, had I not been pursuing a degree, which I think was pretty valuable in me learning that I didn't want to do that forever.
Yeah, that is actually... underrated as a thing, learning what you don't want to do.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah.
I went winter camping like 3 times and learned what I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Was it winter camping?
And learned I didn't want to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my major at first.
Downhill biking?
Recreation is what it was called at the time.
And exercise sports sciences.
Yeah. Resort management. Yeah, something like that. Resort management.
Well, I'd say you made the right choice.
Yeah, definitely did.
Have some cool stuff to do there. I mean, let's not begrudge any jobs. I mean,
yeah, I just wanted to go skiing and snowmobiling all the time.
Which is fine.
I don't know that, Kevin.
You can't make money doing that. I mean...
Didn't your dad literally build his life doing that?
Well, kind of. I mean, that was maybe like a midlife crisis. He was like a minor construction worker before that, so...
He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna rent snowmobiles.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm selling snowmobiles. Done.
Well, I think that's about time.
Yeah, you guys wanna call it in
about college. The College Cast.
Hey.
College Cast.
Good times.
College Cast.
Good
times. Ten times in college.
College
we all went to school together, by the way.
Wahoo.
10 years ago.
Yeah, more than that.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Bye.
Go to college or don't. Bye.